bike share has been a topic around Raleigh for the past several years, but never more so than now, it seems, at least to me, because dockless scooters and the presence of Lime Bike, which is a dockless bike share option, and those have really put other forms of transit on the map, at least if you spend a lot of time in the downtown and more urban areas of Raleigh. But if you've been riding scooters or using Lime Bikes, you might be wondering what's going on with the city's plan for bike share. Hello and welcome to Inbound Raleigh, a podcast about transportation in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, Jennifer, and today on our show, we've got an update for you about bike share. If you're not familiar with bike share, we covered it in episode 19, which came out in May of 2017, and the city of Raleigh has been working on the bike share program, and this is separate from the dockless Lime Bikes that you've seen over by NC State. This bike share will be named Citrix Cycle, or it is named Citrix Cycle, and it's going to have multiple docking stations where you can check out a bike and then return one. We're joined by Fontaine Burris, the city's bike share coordinator, and we last spoke with her during our updates episode in March of this year, 2018. And at that time, it was bikes on the ground in June. So Fontaine, everybody's been asking, when are we going to see these bikes? Can you tell those of us who are really excited when we're going to ride a Citrix Cycle?
So we're hoping to have the bikes on the ground by the end of this year. I know everyone's really excited. We've heard a lot of excitement from the community, a lot of people wanting to try them. I want them on the ground as well. So we're aiming for the end of this year. There's a few things that need to happen before we get an actual finalized date. The biggest thing that we're waiting on right now is for the subcontractor that actually handles the installation work. So connecting to the electrical grid, putting down needed concrete pads to be hired to do the work.
We thought June, and now we're talking the end of this year. I think the main question people are wondering is, you know, what is taking so long? How come it's taking longer than expected? Can you talk a little bit about the process?
Yeah. So back when I spoke to you in March, we were finalizing all the locations. The money that we're using for this system is federal money. So there's a lot of steps that we have to take with the state to make sure that we're planning this appropriately. And that process took a lot longer than we expected. So we had to go through the State Historic Preservation Office. They had to review every single location and approve it. That process took a lot longer than we thought. And then we have to do an environmental document, which basically just says we're not making any significant changes in the environment. And that process took a lot longer than we'd expected as well. And that causes significant setback in our original launch date.
So there's going to be 30 bike share locations in the city, mm-hmm. and I noticed there's a map at citrixcycle.com. Is that up to date?
Yes.
Okay. So I've seen bike share in other cities with docking stations. Is it about the same when I walk past one of these? Is it just going to be a row of bikes hooked up to this like dock, basically?
Yeah, you'll see a kiosk. In some locations, it's just going to be a wayfinding panel, so there's going to be a map on the side that shows you a map of all of our stations, points of interest, other docks, as well as the greenway and the on-street bike lanes. So you'll see that. And then some of the kiosks are going to be payment kiosks, so that will be one option to access the bikes, to go up, pay at the kiosk with your credit card. Other options are through the app or through the website to sign up.
Is there anything else you want to share with people about the process or questions you've been hearing?
One thing when we start installing the stations is people may see them going in and wondering why the system isn't up and running. We have to install, we're hoping to install at least 20 of the 30 stations before we launch. So if one goes in, say, on Fayetteville Street, that may be the first one that we installed, and we may be waiting for the other 20 to go in before we actually launch. And so what some people may see is the docks without any bikes in it. And another update since March is that we have increased the number of electric bikes. So originally we were half electric, half non-electric. We're actually going to 2/3 electric.
Oh, really?
So there'll be a lot more electric bikes available for people to use.
What drove that decision?
We originally had some solar canopies that we were going to use at some of our stations, but it just didn't work with many of the locations we were looking at, so we did a credit with our vendor.
Do you think more electric bikes is a good thing? I feel like that's like encouraging. I guess it encourages people who aren't necessarily used to riding a bike all the time to get out there and try it, right?
Yeah, what we've seen across the country is that electric bikes, bike share programs that do offer electric bikes. Those bikes are a lot more popular and a lot more used than the non-electric. Mm-hmm. And especially seeing the scooters and the electric bikes that Lime Bike is currently offering, we think people favor the electric bikes. Also with our hilly
terrain.
Landscape, they do provide a really nice boost going uphill, so you're not really doing much work.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little torn. I think it defeats some of the purpose.
Yeah.
Of, like, I want to get some exercise.
That's why we are keeping some of the non-electric for people who do really want to use it for a workout. But for people who are just visiting or maybe are new to biking, electric bikes is a great option.
Yeah, for sure. So listeners, you can take a look at the bikes at citrixcycle.com. Again, as Fontaine just said, it's going to be a mix of regular ones and electric, and they're by Bewegen. Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Bewegen Technologies. You can ride a bike for $2 one way or get a day pass for $6. And there's also monthly or annual memberships. And there's discounts for seniors and other people, so check that out.
And I will add, we are launching a founding member campaign sometime soon, and people, if they sign up before we launch, they are going to get an extra writing time added to their account. So they'll get 60 minutes unlimited instead of 45 unlimited rides.
Okay. How does one do that?
If you monitor the website, it's going to be updated soon with all the founding member campaign information.
Okay. I'll be on there. Thank you. Meanwhile, we'd like to hear your thoughts on BikeShare and what you think of these options. Please email us at inboundraleigh@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle on all those platforms is inboundraleigh.